Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll be learning Daf Nun Dalet of Masechet Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we're learning about include the questions of Chumshe Milagav or Chumshe Milavar. Is the Chaimish figured from within the Karen that we divide the principal amount by 5? And for a Karen of 20 Zuz, the Chaimish would be 4 Zuz for a total of 24, an additional 20%. Or the Chaimish is figured from outside the Karen, and that we divide the principal by 4 and add on a fifth portion, and for a Karen of 20 Zuz, the Chaimish would be 5 Zuz for a total of 25, an additional 25%. Chaimish ma'akev, oy ein ma'akev. Is the Chaimish essential for the actual pidyon, and that if the owner did not add a Chaimish, it prevents the pidyon from taking effect, or it does not? Chaimish kamaisai. Does the Chaimish have the same halachas as the Karen or not? The Machlekes Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua regarding Maaser Sheni and Hektish. Nosen es haKeren v'lo nosen es haChaimish. If a person redeemed with only Keren but not Chaimish, is the pidyon valid and the fruits may be eaten or not? The halacha of Chumsha de Chumsha. The Chaimish is considered as the principal in that one must add a second Chaimish for the original Chaimish. Regarding Gezel and Trumo, one does pay Chumsha de Chumsha. Regarding Maaser Sheni, one does not pay Chumsha de Chumsha. The question regarding Hektish, does one pay Chumash the Chumash or not? Regarding the Chaimish of Hektish, Rabbi Shuban Levi says, Al Hektish Rishon Maisav Chaimish, Val Hektish Sheni Ein Maisav Chaimish. One must add a Chaimish only if he redeems an item that has an original Hektish, but he does not add a Chaimish if he redeems an item that has a secondary Hektish that was transferred from another item.